I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And welcome to Boba Babes.
Boba Babes.
Season one finale.
Oh my goodness.
That, I love being able to say that.
Can you believe we're here? You want it to be over?
No, as in like we have almost created a fully fledged season of this.
It's crazy.
You know, like it's becoming complete. Not like
right.
It's over,
yeah,
but like.
No.
This era is almost complete.
You're correct.
And I love being able to acknowledge that.
You're right. That's right.
Yeah. How you feeling about this?
I'm feeling good.
I'm glad. I'm glad
to hear you. I'm excited.
Yeah. Where did we go for this special occasion?
Today, we went to Gong Cha.
Gong Cha. I love how this season has really been focused in Chinatown in Boston. I mean, yes, it's because it's right next to us.
You are correct.
But I also kind of like how that panned out. Like, it's a bit of a theme for this season, you know? I mean, we probably will be back because obviously there are many, many boba places in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
There's still many more to be discovered.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, maybe I'm excited for exploring, branching out.
There you go.
And trying new places. There are other different boba places on our list in different areas that I think maybe we'll start getting to later, but
eventually.
But that'll happen when it happens.
Exactly.
I decided to treat myself for this special occasion.
Queen.
I was going to get a strawberry milk tea, but then I decided on getting a caramel milk tea because I'm a caramel girl.
Caramel or caramel?
I said caramel just
now.
You did. But I know I say caramel sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really just
depends.
It's a bit random.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. All right, what about you?
I'm nodding if you were wondering. I agree. I honestly sometimes I say caramel or caramel and then I just go or the other one. And I'm like caramel or caramel. Just because.
Isn't it like,
it's so weird.
Isn't it like the sauce is one and then like the, like those
the
like.
The candy? Like the hard candy is another?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I heard that once, but I don't know.
I think you'd have to look it up.
I think I heard it and it was like caramel was. Oh, now I'm totally going to get this
now
mixed
you're gonna
up.
Mess it up.
I think my instinct is telling me that caramel is the sauce, and then caramel is the candy.
Okay.
You know, I'm almost positive that was mixed up. And I also don't even know if that's a real thing, but I heard it once. So that's my two cents on it.
Okay.
Yeah. And what did you get?
Today I just got standard milk tea.
Keeping it classic?
Just classic. Just cute little classic. I got a large, if you were wondering.
Oop. But still treating yourself.
But still treating myself.
That. I love that.
Just a little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to just get into it?
Sure.
All right. I think that's enough for this intro.
This is our last
first sip of this semester, of the season. Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Cheers! Whoa, okay. She's caramely. And I'm here for it.
Good.
I've never had caramel with boba. That is a combination I can really get behind. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that made me very happy. Okay. I'm in a good mood now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Queen.
Wow. No, that, wow.
That was good.
Wow.
There's a lot.
Are you okay?
I have stuff to talk about. Okay, good. We won't get to it now, but okay. No, I have things to talk about with this.
Okay, good.
That's great. Okay. So it's kind of weird to think that, you know, we would like to be able to say like, oh, we filmed this, you know, film this, record this, whatever. Like day of, you know, but no, secret's out. This is, you know, we filmed this pretty far in advance. And it's kind of weird to think like where we're gonna be when this comes out.
Definitely.
Because if, you know, my math and my brain is working correctly, which usually it's not, it's okay. We would have been home for about a week by the time this comes out, respectively. Because I'm leaving the day that the episode before is coming out. Like, I'll be going to the airport probably when it comes out. So I will be at home for, like, exactly a week. And that's kind of interesting to think about. Yeah. Like, where do you think, what do you think you're going to be doing?
Sleeping? Maybe. I don't know.
What time is it going to be?
So I'm only an hour behind.
Oh.
Which is fantastic.
Okay.
Because I don't have any gross 6 a.m. classes, which I feel so bad.
Yeah, I think I have a 5 a.m. class.
Oh, God.
Because I have a 9 a.m. here.
Uh-huh.
But then... Oh, no, not 5.
It's just going to be 6.
If it's... Well, it's same just
3
thing.
Hours.
Yeah, it's... A, yeah,
6. It's still 6 a.m., yeah.
But
not
still.
Cute.
No.
Yeah, so I'm only an hour behind, which I'm... Hello, Boston. I'm only an hour behind, which is good. I'm nervous. I'm not actually nervous. I think I'll be fine. I'll like, just finished my...
For going home, you're nervous?
Yeah, just
or,
a
like,
little
for
bit.
For classes?
Oh, for going home with classes.
Oh, uh-huh.
I feel like it's just gonna be such a hard time on my brain.
I feel like I'm just gonna be back in like second semester senior year
exactly.
of high school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm gonna spend so much time on my computer.
Yes.
My eyes are gonna kill me. They're gonna kill me. I kid you not. I'm not ready for being on the computer all the time and for having to just
Don't you have those blue light glasses?
I do have blue light glasses. But here's the thing. I don't even think they work.
Yeah.
I think it's all a hoax.
Yeah.
Which kind of stinks. But I think I will be taking my blue light glasses home.
Mm. Yeah, last year, I think I looked on Amazon for them for like a little bit. And then I was just looking at them. I'm like, is that really going to do anything
exactly.
for me? So then I didn't get them. I don't know. My vision's pretty good now. If it just deteriorates later,
exactly.
then
we'll
it
know.
Might take a minute for it to really get bad because, like, I don't know. I can see really well right now. And I don't have to worry about that. But I guess I will later. But
lucky.
Hey,
that's okay.
Who cares?
What do you think you'll be doing? What's your schedule like?
Well, it'll be 10 a.m. where I am. I have a bit of
10?
A, yeah.
10 a.m.?
Yeah.
3 hours? The episodes go out at 12? Queen?
Yeah. 12 here, and I'm gonna be in L.A., and that's, isn't that a 3 hour difference?
You said 10.
Yeah, it'll be 10 a.m. where I am.
If it's a 3 hour difference?
Yeah, 12, 11, 10. What are you talking, oh, it'll be 9, wouldn't
You're
it?
So.
Sorry. Oh, okay. See, this is why I go to art
An
school.
An art school, yeah.
Anyway.
Thank goodness we don't have to take math.
Yeah, I maxed out of the, like, exemption or whatever that was called. Anyway, my mom is not going to like that. Oh,
nope.
My goodness. She's going to, wow.
You're doing well. Keep going.
It'll be 9 a.m., and I have a bit of a goal for myself.
Oh.
So, where I will be living this little break, my parents are, this is like a bit of a flex, my parents are going to move to Italy in February, so they decided to sell our house, that was in like one area, and then we're so then they moved to a rental house mm-hmm. that they're gonna be in until February. And it, we moved like towards the beach area, so now I'm gonna be like a block away from the beach, which personally I'm not really a beach person, but the point is we're going to be like right I'm like the Strand. Do you know like the Strand on mm-hmm. the LA beaches, or if they're on like at all beaches, I don't know, that like walkway thing. And I really want to get into like going for a jog mm. on that. Because I don't really work out, but since it's not hilly or whatever, mm-hmm. it's a very flat thing. I feel like that will be a good way for me to get into a groove of things. Yeah, and I want to like skateboard on there. I want to get back into that.
Queen.
And I just, so I feel like maybe if I don't have classes then, I might be out doing one of those. I feel like that's where I see myself.
That's a cute little moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have good balance?
Like on a skateboard?
Like on a skateboard? Like roller skating?
I can't roller skate. Oh, absolutely. That would be so much fun. I tried roller skating because my middle school did the musical Xanadu. In 7th grade, do you know that?
No, I don't do
Xanadu. You don't know Xanadu? Good. I'm really happy for you. It starred... Oh, gosh. Was it Sally in Grease? In the movie?
Sally?
Sandy. It's Sandy, right?
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
I'm so sorry, okay?
And you can't even remember her name? Olivia Newton-John?
That's who Biatch? It is. She stars in it. We don't really talk about this musical for the people that have been in it. Like the people at my school that were in it, mm-hmm. we don't really talk about it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't fun, but basically it takes place, I think in LA. Yeah. In downtown LA. Because they're like, because they're Australian. Like Olivia Newton-John is like an Australian. And she like,
an Aussie, says that. We understand.
Yeah. Anyway. So it's like there's this guy named Sonny and he's really depressed.
Oh,
he doesn't know where to go in his life, and his dream is to open a roller disco. Okay. And then surprise, there are there's Greek gods in it. So there's muses.
Okay.
And there's like 7 muses. Olivia Newton-John is a muse. I think her name was like Cleo, but then when she becomes a human,
it's Kira.
Yeah, but like Kira, wondering. Cleo. Like,
awesome, it's, amazing.
Like they're interchangeable.
Okay.
Her human form is Kira, okay. I think. And so she chooses Sonny to help open this roller disco. And then they fall in love. And that's basically what the musical is about. So then there's elements of roller skating in the show.
Uh-huh.
It is a movie. I did watch it in preparation, and it was the worst thing I witnessed.
Gotcha.
I just did not. It was not fun. But yeah, so I tried learning how to roller skate for that, and I just could not get it. Gotcha. I was one of those people that did not roller skate or scooter, because I still can't scooter. Our senior show was Matilda, and we did the scootery thing for the bows, and I couldn't do it. It's okay. It was chaos anyway. But yeah, I can skateboard though. I mean, I haven't done it in a hot minute because I didn't bring it with me here, but I can skateboard.
That's okay.
I learned it in quarantine, so I'm still pretty new to it.
Good.
And also I'm a longboarder. I don't mm-hmm. do the tricks or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That'll be so much fun.
Yeah. Do you have any goals?
Any goals?
Like I'm gonna fitness person, but do you have any? Like, not, it doesn't have to be like that, but
for when I go home?
Yeah, like, do you want to just do something new?
There are a few things that I want to check off my bucket list for 2020 to make it at least a little bit of a successful year. So I plan on going back and playing some piano. Which I'm excited about, because I want to get back into that. This is kind of me having to hold myself accountable. Dang it.
I know. This is actually, this is really good.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah, I like this. This is a good idea.
Play the piano. I am probably gonna... What am I... Oh, I want to learn how to spin a basketball on my finger.
I'm sorry, what?
I want to learn how to spin a basketball on my finger.
Oh, I really thought you said a basket wall.
Oh!
I was like,
No.
What?
A basketball?
That's so fun.
That could be a cute little skill that I have. Party trick?
Yeah.
Yeah, a cute little party trick, maybe.
Cool.
I know. Kind of goofy.
I like that.
No, but yeah, cute. I want to do that. And then I signed up for... Oh, goodness. Can I breathe for 2 seconds? I signed up for the 87-mile something or other for RBG.
You're going to run 87 miles?
It's not running. It can be walking and running.
Wow.
But I have to start doing that by... I think it's by New Year that...
Wow.
You have to do 87 miles.
How many miles are in a marathon?
26.2.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
It's cute.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Why 87, may I ask?
Because that's how old she was, I think. Oh, that
was how old she was? No, I had a hunch, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. I think it was 87. Oh,
that's fun. I like that.
Yeah, it's a cute little moment.
That's adorable. Love.
Yeah, she was 87. Love. Sad.
Okay.
Anywho.
Wow. I will be so proud of you when you do that.
Hey, thank you. I'll post a picture.
Yeah, I did 87,
guys.
I hope you do.
I really hope I do, too. And I hope that I stick with it, because, geez.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of sad.
Yeah, no, that's a goal. That's really a goal.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, I'll be the first to wish you the best of luck.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm doing a little interview with you because I have just other questions.
Yeah, I kind of been doing it.
I don't know. Is there any like holiday things that you're excited to do? Like, do you have any like really family specific traditions?
I'll go into it. I'll talk a little bit.
Okay.
Take a sip of your boba.
Yeah, no.
Drink some boba.
Yeah.
So my family is from. I'll just talk holiday in. General.
What's your question? I was gonna be like, oh yeah, you're like
oh yeah, I'm foreign.
You're European.
I am European.
Right.
European.
I was just gonna like gush about that for a hot second. Gush about it a little bit. Hype you up for that. Sorry.
Thank you.
Continue. Go.
No. So for Thanksgiving, we don't have turkey.
Oh,
We have a thing called Oh my god, what's it called? I can't even remember. Anyway, it's... Oh my goodness. I'll think about it. Uh-huh. So, we don't have turkey. But then, when it gets around to Christmas time, we have turkey, which is awesome. But because we are European, we do things a little differently. That's really the most boring thing in the entire world, the most boring thing to say that we're different, but we have turkey at Christmas instead of Thanksgiving, because usually people have ham here, right? What do you have?
Yeah? I don't know. Christmas dinner? I can't remember what, like, the big thing is.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure that for Christmas dinner, we have, my mom makes Yorkshire pudding.
Love it.
Sometimes, and I am obsessed with it.
That's a European thing.
It's my favorite thing. I'm pretty sure that's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
remember what it's called for Thanksgiving now?
I don't remember what we have. What? But like, do you have it for Christmas? Is that a thing that you do?
A Yorkshire pudding?
Yeah.
You have that every Sunday in the UK, but...
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
Yorkshire pudding is really just, bread.
Yeah, but it's like a special type of bread.
Yeah, it's like a cute little cute little muffin type thing.
Yeah, and I there's something about it that is just really special to me. I think it's Christmas for me. Sorry. There you go. I'm going off of my...
No, you're fine, queen.
You keep going, man.
Don't worry about it. Okay, so for Thanksgiving, we have this thing called Beef Wellington. Have you ever had... It's just beef.
Isn't that like Gordon Ramsay's signature meal?
It is a Gordon Ramsay signature meal, which is really exciting because my mom then just turns into Gordon Ramsay for Thanksgiving and just yells at us all the time.
I see him on TikTok reacting to other people's methods of making beef Wellington. And he really goes off on them.
He really does. It's kind of, kind of awesome.
It's really funny.
Anywho. But for Christmas, my family just kind of watches a lot of Christmas movies, and in the town that I'm from, there's a theater, like an old style theater that I used to perform musicals at when I did like a company back home, like a, just like a kids theater company. And then they put on Christmas movies. They put on a lot of Christmas movies during the holiday season. But we're not going to be able to do that this year, which is really sad. So I guess we have to kind of narrow down our list. Because usually we go and see like six.
Wow.
At this theater. And we're literally like royalty. Because we sit in the same seats every single time.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Wow. Kind of really annoying. But usually we make a whole day out of it because we have this thing called like, it's either a Christmas fair or like, oh, it's like a Christmas carol. And so there are people dressed up as people from A Christmas Carol. And then they're like carolers and stuff. Is it like
interactive?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
I know. And that's like the whole town.
Oh my gosh.
So like
gosh.
There's stalls and stuff. And there's hot chocolate booths.
That's so fun. Oh my gosh.
It's really cute.
That sounds amazing.
And so like we walk up and down the booths. And then when it's time to go watch the movie, we watch a movie at like 1 or something. We go see A Christmas Story or It's a Wonderful Life or something at like 1. And then we'll go and have like dinner or something.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie? Oh goodness.
I'm really interviewing you right now.
I really like It's a Wonderful Life. Always makes me cry. Goodness. And then I also really like I think it's the third Santa Claus.
Oh. Okay.
Is it Martin Short? Martin Short, who plays...
I think so.
What's it called?
Santa?
I was about to say Kris Kringle. That's Santa Claus.
Oh, Jack Frost?
Who plays Jack Frost.
Oh, that one.
And I love the Santa Claus. Anyway.
That always scared me, because there was, like, this one part where Jack Frost, like, freezes, I think, a kid, and then the little girl? Yeah, like, the way happens was really scary to me, and then I just didn't watch it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Martin Short. Oh, goodness. Literally was in love with Martin Short.
Oh, I love that.
I know. Kind of cute. Okay. What about you? Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah, what? I really love...
I do, if you were wondering.
I really love Love Actually. I watch that every year. That's the one that I need to watch every year. I'll get into my little traditions when you're done with yours, just so there's not like that weird back and forth.
Cute little moment.
But yeah, that's one of the things I always need to watch.
Okay. Have you seen The Holiday with Jack Black?
No.
And Kate Winslet and...
No, what a cast. What a cast.
Exactly, those two people. Definitely watch it. It's kind of a rom-com. I know you don't like rom-coms. But The Holiday, yeah. Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jack Black.
Oh, I think I have heard of it, yeah.
It's so good. It's very good. I personally very much enjoy it. Anywho. But that gives me, like, same vibes as Love Actually.
Oh, okay.
So
then I probably would like it. I have exceptions to my anti-rom-com thing, because, like, Love Actually, what a rom-com that is.
So good. Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyway, so we go see a movie, then we go to dinner, and then we see another movie, and then we go back home, and we, like, make a fire, because we have a very nice...
Wood burning fire pit.
Oof. And a fireplace, so we don't have to go
that's
outside.
That's country for you.
That is country. You're correct. Old I live Tennessee. In a neighborhood. Hello.
Tennessee person.
Tennessee. Exactly. But yeah, that's probably the biggest Christmas tradition I can think of. What about you?
I mean, we don't really have, like... I guess I wouldn't say that we have, like, a whole family tradition thing, if that makes sense. My family, we're just not really big on traditions. In the sense of, like, you know, we tried... I remember we tried doing, like, weekly movie nights. We did that for, like, a month, and cute. it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. We're just, like, not big on, like, the whole... that type of tradition thing. Mm-hmm. But I always make Christmas cookies with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Every December.
Every year.
Mm-hmm. Every Christmas time. And I can't really think of, like, any other, like, activities that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But of the things that I need to watch every year, they usually include Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Usually Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I got that one year for Christmas. I got mm-hmm. the DVD of that in my stocking. I got a lot of DVDs in my stockings.
She's a movie girl.
Yes. And that was one of them.
We live for a Blu-ray.
I think that was, like, the start of my yearly tradition for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also need to watch, like, It's Christmas Time, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
When it's on, what is it, ABC?
Mm-hmm. ABC.
Yeah, I always watch Love the it. ABC one. Because there's something about it with the commercials. Like, yes. The commercial breaks, mm-hmm. that just really makes me think of Christmas. It's mm-hmm. like the materialism kind of inserting itself into yeah. there.
Cute little moment.
And it just really mm-hmm. adds to my experience.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, it's the Charlie Brown Christmas on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are, like, the things that I need to watch. I mentioned this, like, right before we started recording, but for some reason I like to watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Around Christmas time.
Cute.
I don't know. Well, again, it was one of those movies that I got in my stocking one year.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I just have, like, an association of that movie with the holidays.
Yes, ma'am.
So I like watching that. I don't know. I don't think I'm... It's hard to have, like, a Christmas tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, being in LA, because, like, there's not, like, snow to do any of that with. Mm-hmm. It really feels just like, oh, it's a normal time. It's just colder a mm-hmm. little bit. It's, like, just in the low 70s to mid 60s.
Yeah.
Instead of the high 70s, low 80s.
Exactly.
So it's hard to get into that, like, Christmas cheer.
Mm-hmm.
So
that type of mood.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's a lot of traditions, but yeah, that's kind of it for me that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mom, if I'm missing one. I love how we always just have to
I that you just apologize.
Yeah,
she's just like, oh, because
I know that my mom really takes all this in,
and she just goes,
and I know she'll text me about it when she hears it. So this is my way of, like, getting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, cute. Like, justifying myself.
There you go.
There you go, Mom.
Yeah. I love justifying myself.
I always do.
She does it.
Yeah.
She lives for it. What was I going to say?
I can't tell you.
So, if you're under the age of 13, maybe click off. When did you stop believing in Santa? So sorry.
Ooh, when did I stop?
Or did you ever? Because I know some people who were not brought up with the idea of Santa Claus.
Oh, they were just brought up
they
with
were just
the
brought
idea
up
of
with Christmas.
Oh,
and that it was
and capitalism.
Oh well, not capitalism but like materialism. Jesus' birthday.
Oh, uh huh.
I know.
Oh,
I
was like, in like the religious
yeah, yeah.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
anywho,
gotcha.
Anywho,
okay. Ooh, I really don't know. I think around like. Well, yeah, I think around 12 to 13.
Hmm.
I was, well, here's the thing. I'm
12
still,
to 13?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I had an idea, but I was, like, in denial. Because I'm like, a big magic person. I really, I believe...
She loves magic tricks, guys.
Okay. I really believe in, like, I would love to... I don't know. I mean, okay, maybe I don't believe in, like, magic, but it's, like, I would really love to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of say that I do, you know? Yeah. And, like, I do believe in ghosts, and I believe in all that stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely believe in aliens. So it's like, hey, why not magic, you know?
Yeah, why not magic?
Who's to say? So I think because of that, mm-hmm. I was a bit of, like, a late bloomer in, like, the actually being like, yeah, Santa, not really a thing.
Okay.
But, like, the concept of, like, the magic and the warmth that mm-hmm. whole thing and the joy that brings, I still believe in that, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I'd like to still believe in that. Does that make any sense? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say something with this and then I forgot.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Awesome.
I think there was like another direction I was going and I totally forgot what it was.
Okay.
What about you?
So I was like 9 or 10, which I don't know if that's late or early. But I was 9 or 10 and I was on vacation with my parents. We were in... Oh, okay, so this is a good story. We were going to get our green cards and or going to do something with getting citizenship, something to do with staying in the U.S. So we went to Barbados.
Oh.
Exactly. Because there's apparently, like, I don't know, like a... European embassy there or something, which is interesting, first okay. of all. But we went to Barbados, like, after Christmas time.
I like how you say Barbados and not Barbados.
Do you like that? Is that bad? Should I say...
No, I've never really heard someone say Barbados.
Barbados?
I hear
Barbados?
Yeah, you say...
Barbados.
I say Barbados. Barbados.
Barbados. And now I'm... Anyway. So we went there.
Okay.
And... It was, like, right after Christmas, and I was, like, a little bit concerned because before the break had gotten off to go to Barbados, a few of my friends had been like, oh my goodness, do you still believe? Do you still? And I was like, what? Do I still what?
Oh. So you got
Do you still believe? And I was like, yeah, Santa's fucking real. Are you kidding me? Sorry. Ooh. Santa's real. Santa's real, yeah. Girl.
Mm-hmm.
In fourth grade. He's real. But then, of course, Christmas comes, and I'm like, is Santa... What? Is Santa real? I don't know. So mm-hmm. we go on vacation. We're going to get our green card or something. And then, all of a sudden, during the afternoons, during, like, the Sunday afternoon, they have... tea time, which, oh my goodness.
Oh, love that.
Where they have tea.
I love a good
and, like,
tea time.
Finger sandwiches.
I love a good tea time.
And, like, scones. It was iconic.
Yes.
Iconic.
Love.
But my mom is just sitting there eating a scone. My dad is, like, reading a newspaper or something, like, very, very cutesy. And so I just go up to them and I am, like, crying. Because I, like, start thinking. I'm like, oh, my God, Santa's not real.
Uh-huh.
I'm crying. I go up to them and go, Mom, I have something to ask you. Is Santa real? And so my mom and my dad had to sit me down. They were like...
They sat you down?
They sat me down.
Okay.
And they were like, Santa's not real. But you can't share the magic. You can't tell them. You can't tell your little brother.
Oh.
Because it's difficult when you have a sibling.
Yeah, because you want to
so
tell
difficult
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want to tell them.
I'm sure.
But also it's so sweet seeing, like, the joy on their faces.
And then, like,
Christmas
you kind
morning.
Of want to ruin it for them.
A little
just
bit,
to, like, because you're maniacal. Yeah.
Exactly. Because you're, like, a demon. But
uh-huh.
anyway. The
like,
Antichrist.
At least you're being all happy. What happens if I just ruin
exactly.
that for you?
Exactly. What if you just are like,
yeah.
Mom, Dad?
Oh,
anyway.
I would so do that.
Anyway. So they sat me down and they were like, yeah, Santa's not real. And then my first response... My first response was, and the Easter Bunny?
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
You're just sitting
You're
there.
You're just getting it all ruined for you.
And you just say, the Easter Bunny?
Yikes.
So that day I found out that the Easter Bunny and Santa weren't real.
Wow.
I didn't ask about the Tooth Fairy, though. So I was still good with that one. And then shortly after I saw my mom putting money under my... I was like, what are you doing? That's for the Tooth Fairy, woman. Oh. She was like, have to tell you, really, sorry, real fast. Anywho.
I think I remember, at least my dad really wanted me to, mature of, kind of quickly. And specifically of, movies and the things I like to watch, because we would watch, I would watch a lot of stuff in the living room where he would also want to watch stuff, but whenever I was around it was I want to watch cartoons and stuff. And then it got to early again, around 13-ish, and he was like, can we just watch more things that I want to watch, or can we not watch all these cartoon shows?
Yeah,
so I think because of that I start also, since my dad is now listening to the show, I'm pretty sure that's what happened, Dad. That's not a bad thing. I'm very glad I got into the movies that I now like to watch early, because I love it. So it's not a bad thing if you take it the wrong way. Anyway, I think through that, they also, I think, maybe started to hint at these things being not real,
grown up
kind of early. But then just me being the fun, imaginative kid that I was just oh yeah, that totally makes sense. But back in the back of my mind, I'm no, they're working for him, they're trying to cover him up, keep him a secret. It's a whole conspiracy. I don't know
exactly.
I
think the FBI and Santa are actually working together.
I also was how could Santa actually travel around the whole world?
Exactly. You start thinking about it.
It has to be a team. That's how I thought of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not just
him. I see
him.
That. There
it's
has to be more than one Santa.
It's a system. And when they were oh, Santa, but actually that's us, then I was kind of thinking oh, yeah, you work for him.
You work for Santa.
He sends you the gifts.
Exactly.
That are still addressed to him, but you hold on to them.
Yes.
And you put them underneath the tree because he can't make it to my house.
Exactly.
I think that's how my brain worked.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it especially hit me when, so we would go back to the UK sometimes for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it would hit me when I was at my grandma's house.
Oh, how would he know?
Sleeping over.
How would he know?
I was how the hell does he know that I'm here?
Oh.
There were presents under the tree for me the next morning.
I think I did that too. That's when
I was... And then I would go to my grand's house, in the afternoon, and there would be presents there too.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does he know this?
How do you know how to divvy it up?
Exactly. How do you know that I'm here and also there? But I felt so bad for my parents, because every time that we would have to go back to the UK, it's either my grandparents, they would have to leave enough space in the case.
Oh,
space in the case. You like that little rhyme? Space in the case. To either pack the stuff before, go home, wrap it, and bring it back to the United States, or leave enough space so that we could take all the presents to the U.S. And I literally felt so bad for them.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is treacherous. Treacherous. Goodness, can't speak.
One year, actually, the luggage from that had all my presents in it, when I visited my family, we celebrated Christmas with my family. In our bags, when we came back home, they never came back to us. They went missing, and all of my presents were in there. I don't remember that day, but I guess it was very... I'd imagine it was very sad.
I imagine it too be sad.
I think we need to start getting into this boba.
Really?
We're actually running very low on time.
Okay, we need to go then. Let's go.
Okay. Actually, we have less than 10 minutes.
Oh.
we just got really into
this.
I love it. But we can go a little over. It's the season finale.
Season finale. In quotations.
Question mark?
Question mark, exactly.
Well, holiday special.
Holiday special,
who
maybe.
Who's to say? How do we feel about the boba? How do we feel about the drink, the tea?
I thoroughly enjoyed.
What's the tea on the tea? I'm so sorry. I'm never going to say that again.
That's kind of good. That's a good catchphrase.
No,
I like it.
Okay. And also you can apply that to the train, the tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, it's called the tea.
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. How do you feel about it?
I liked it a lot.
You liked it?
What did you think?
Oh, I really liked it.
Did you think it was
really
a little too milky, or did you like it?
I kind of liked that.
I liked it too.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
I mean, I guess it's a bit what is that? What's it called? Subjective. Because, like, but it's just we happen to both like it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like creamy, and it was but like a good yeah. type. And I hate using that word when you don't creamy. Have a visual to accompany yeah. it. But yeah, it was creamy.
I feel like it felt like it kind of tasted like hot chocolate. Mine did at least. Like, oh, uh-huh. you know, a little bit. I don't
it
know.
It just had like that, the
vibes,
the energy of a hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. I feel definitely. That, even though it's cold. I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I totally feel that. Because, like, you can get caramel in a hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I love the caramel in this. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I've never done that before. It was mm-hmm. so good. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, like, overly sugary, at yeah. least for me. Because
mm-hmm.
I can kind of be sensitive to that. It really depends on what it is.
Yeah.
But I can be pretty sensitive to, like, heavy on the sugar. And mm-hmm. it wasn't that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It felt just very, like, natural. I'm sure it wasn't, like, natural ingredients-ish, yeah. but it felt like it was. Mm-hmm. So, that's really good for me,
mm-hmm.
in my book.
That is really good for you.
Should we just go on and rate it now?
I mean...
Discuss and rate? Or
yeah, do you wanna sure, if you okay. want to.
I mean, what are you feeling? I'm feeling really good about it.
I'm feeling really, really good about it.
All right, you want to just throw in a five?
Let's just...
It's the
let's
finale. Just let's give five. It a five.
Awesome.
The boba. How do I feel about that? I thought it was really good.
That
they were really good.
I really liked
good
it.
Good size.
Good size.
Good consistency.
Good chew. Yes, oh my god. Yes. So nice.
Yes. It wasn't too much, but it wasn't too little.
It was ooh,
I yeah. No, I, that's those were good.
They were very good balls.
Okay, I think
I'll say it right now. Five? Good balls.
Good balls.
They were good balls.
Okay. No, I agree with you. So five?
Oh,
two fives?
Two fives in a row? Are you
oh
kidding
my
me?
Gosh.
Okay. We need wow. to calm down.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. But hey, whoa. Who's this? Who, what?
Okay.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Who knows?
Ratio.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have left? Do you have anything
so
left?
I have a tiny little bit left, and I have three balls left.
Okay. I'm looking at it, and that seems really manageable.
It does seem. Yeah. It's really manageable. And
I finished mine, and I have like
You finished yours?
I know. That's like a first
that
for me.
That is crazy.
I really liked it. Well, there's like a little bit left of like what I can't get through the straw.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like one boba left
mm-hmm.
in that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just a coincidence, but like we did a really good job in ratioing it.
Yeah, and
they just gave us a really good ratio. Mm-hmm.
And I did take a like, not necessarily I was about to say a draw. This... a long draw, which was a lot of, like, just pearls.
Oh, uh-huh.
But, honestly, it worked out pretty well in the end.
Yeah.
I'm quite impressed, actually.
Okay.
Because I was a little concerned.
Then what do we think we're going to do with that?
I don't know. Like a...
4.5? 4.5,
yeah.
Wow, this one's going to be a good one.
It is going to be a good one. I'm concerned. The presentation, though.
Yeah.
I like how... it goes. So for those of you who can't see, obviously, because it's a podcast, I was about to make a joke about blind people. I'm not doing that. We're
oh
not doing
gosh.
That. We're not doing that today. So sorry. So sorry. So the cup, if you go over to the Boba Babes Instagram,
you will see
a cute little cup with a red straw,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice. Because
and it goes with the logo.
It goes with the logo.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. And on the side, it has, like, an A to F scale of, like, I'm guessing that's, like, sugar, ice, like, whatever.
Yeah,
like, kind of like a Starbucks cup situation.
Yeah, maybe.
Which I really like, but it's not matte.
Yeah, there's nothing really special about this cup thing.
And it is kind of flimsy.
Yeah, and it's not like the round. It doesn't have like that rounded bottom thing
no.
that I like. It's very standard. Mm-hmm. It's very basic.
But honestly, the top of yours is really cute.
Yeah, it like
it
has
looks like little.
It looks like little boba.
It looks like
things.
Little bubble wrap.
It's like
and
a little polka dot
lot.
Boba thing, and then it has their logo on it. What is yours? Is yours just?
It's just like a brown logo, and then it has either like some marbling. Or
uh-huh.
something, like, on the bottom? Does that
oh,
look like marbling to you? It
yeah.
looks pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
But,
it's just
yeah.
not really doing much for me.
It's just, like, okay.
Honestly, I'd almost give it, like, a two. or a three.
Are you kidding me?
A 2.5.
You don't like it that much?
I really
don't. Not even like...
Of all the things that we've seen...
It's your least favorite?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Not even like the straw and the red.
Then maybe give it a 3. You can argue. Hey, if you want to give it more.
I mean, I like it, but it's losing points for me on the flimsiness. Because I felt like if I held it too tight, it was going to break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Anywho. Okay.
A three.
Okay. Overall.
I mean, I said it when I had my first sip. Like, I'm in a good mood now.
Yeah.
It really put me in a good mood. It's a cute
little serotonin boost.
Yeah, I really needed that. I guess it was just, like, a good decision on my part, but it was just really well done.
Mm-hmm.
The drink is exactly, just really, queen. Really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still don't know, like, what... I mean, I guess, like... And also, our experience at the place was nice. I mean, but it wasn't like there it was nice and they warm. Didn't have any of those like cool photo walls or anything. Mm-mm. So that part of it didn't really wow me. Not saying that the store was like not cute. It was mm-hmm. it was great. It was lovely. Yeah. Love it. But I think in that area, I wasn't really like impressed wow. of anything. Yeah. So I don't know. I'd give it maybe like a 4, 3.5. You choose which one of those.
Oh, goodness.
Or if you want to throw in another one.
No, I'm good with... Let's do 3.5.
3.5? Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. Well, you do that. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is, like, the drink itself. I think it was... I'll say it. I think the drink itself was, like, the best one that we've had this season. But, you know, you still have to take in the other things. And that's what might bring down the score.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of interesting, like, thinking about that and mm-hmm. discussing that. Of, like, all the drink stuff, like, 2 5s in a row. Like, my goodness.
Wow.
That's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, in presentation, not as much. Not as, you know. Because things can have their faults. It can be great. But, like, nobody's perfect. You know?
Are you Hannah Montana?
Nobody's perfect. You live and you learn it. Get it again till you get it, right?
Whoa.
Nobody's perfect. I was a big Hannah Montana fan.
That was good.
I had a Hannah Montana birthday party. Yeah.
She really said that.
Yeah, I did. I was her for Halloween once. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I was a huge Hannah Montana fan.
Anyway.
Are you ready?
Drum
roll is ready.
Okay. The overall score for Gong Cha is a 8.4 out of 10.
Is that our highest one?
A new ranking.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Wow. That's a great way to end this season, man. With a new overall winner.
Exactly.
Winner. Is it a winner? Winner? Or just our, the best one?
Title holder. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll hold that title for a long time.
It will.
And then, I mean, it's... Sealed in history, Boba Babe season one, best one.
Exactly.
But then, you know, we're going to keep that ranking throughout throughout our seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it might change.
It might change.
That's, wow. That's great.
I know.
I love that.
So cute.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want me to do like a season one ranking?
Or no. If you can really quickly.
Or do you want me to do like time. Or do you want me to do something like on the Instagram? I can do that. Like a cute little visual.
Is that, that's your incentive to go follow our Instagram, Boba Babes podcast.
Go follow it.
Yeah, please interact. We want to hear from,
we really do.
From our
give us some suggestions.
We want to hear from our babes, man. From our Boba Babes.
From our
Boba
Baddies.
Bros, our Boba Baddies.
Oh my goodness.
Our Boba Bitches, man.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
We do want to hear from you.
That's your incentive.
To go follow.
Yeah. And this was Boba Babes season one. This is kind of sad.
Kind of really sad.
Our final sign
Are
off
you crying?
For a while. Oh. I am bawling my eyes out right now.
I'm tearing up. It's okay.
I'm already so.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
That's a lot
of
tears.
You see the tears streaming
down
my face?
Goodness. Do you need
it's
some...
like I'm starting to flood in here.
Oh, my God.
Oh my gosh, we have to.
Oh my god,
finally, we got everything off the floor.
We're really good at improv.
Yeah, I had improv today.
Exactly. Oh God, I think that means we have to go. I have to stop.
Oh my goodness, we need to.
All right. I don't even know where this to go with
it. This is it. This is Boba Babes.
Thank you for listening.
Season one. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you very soon with season two. Maybe even something special. Who knows, man? Guests? Who knows?
Who knows?
But we'll see you there.
Bye.